Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. As we boldly, or not so boldly, enter into this season of Thanksgiving, I observe that perhaps some of us, me, are, struggling with how on earth am I going to manage to put on a happy face long enough to drag myself into 2020. Can I get an amen? So, as I began to prepare for this Bible study, I really felt that still small voice nudge me to dig into the vault to resurrect this classic Bible study from August 2009. Wow, it has been 10 years already. And it is entitled, When Yahweh Says No Way, which I believe has an even greater significance for us today and an even greater hope than ever before for 2020 and beyond. So, whomever is the keeper of the clicker, let's get ready to change that slide and let's look at our main scripture. Found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and it reads simply, a thorn in the flesh, and reads, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Okay, we've all heard this one before, haven't we? And oh, do I know how that verse, delivered at just the wrong moment, in just the wrong tone of voice, can sting like salt to a wound. Amen. So I hope I'm not doing that for anyone, but I hope that I'm going to give you hope beyond what has probably happened to each and every one of us. And I might have been guilty of it myself, I confess. So forgive me, and let's press forward, because I think that there's an awesome hope in this. Because now, a decade later, after first giving this lesson, which I'm trying to move on the screen. All right. I know that I now know that the word no can in fact be the kindest, gentlest, most loving thing our awesome Lord could ever say. But we simply might not realize it at the time. And we may not realize it until much, much later. So just, I like to share my personal testimonies. I hope you're not rolling your eyes. Oh, here she goes again. But this one is, I think, has some significance. Let's just go back. Let's go back in time when I was just really first experiencing, the disabling effects of what I'm going through. And I was really always trying so hard to hold on. And I was living, on really nice house on the M streets. And I was dating this particular person. And we went back and forth. I don't want to get too deeply into it, just simply to say, I think we made and canceled at least 3 weddings at this point, right? And I used to get up early in the morning, believe it or not, early in the morning, to walk my little doggy, Tia, when I could do that. And my goodness, I was just walking, you know, in the quiet of the morning and talking to God. And I stopped and I sort of looked up at the lamplight, you know, and Lord, oh Lord, give me a sign. Give me a sign. Do you want me to be with this particular person? I'm not even going to mention a name. And suffice to say, I might have shared this. I know I shared this 10 years ago for some of you are still here. Might have heard it, might remember it. But out of the darkness came this rabid dog. It seemed rabid to me at the time. Because my dog was just a puppy at that point. And this little dog came at her and wrapped me around. Oh, I got wrapped up in the leash and I went down. And oh my goodness, that dog was on top of my little puppy. I thought she was dead. And just I screamed out to the Lord, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And out of the darkness comes this woman in house shoes. And she wrestles her dog to the ground. And she just said, go. And so she popped the collar off my dog. So I had, at this point, no walking stick, no collar, and a wounded dog who was extremely frightened. And I said, well, can I get my collar? And she said, go. And my goodness, we were at that point, the furthest point away from my home. So in the darkness, with this dog, with this terror that has just happened, I'm trying to make my way home. And, oh my goodness, I tried to set her down, but she wanted to run off because I got her at the SPCA. She was, I think she had known a lot of grief even in her young life at that point. And so I ended up having to carry her home, you know, like this 10-pound dog. And somehow, praise God, we did it a little at a time. Take a walk, sit down. When we got home, we just went back to bed. Now, why am I telling you all this? Suffice to say, this person that I was interacting with at that point, the last I had heard from him, I think was at the end of 2003, and he said, I will call you. And he'd said that before, but at this particular point, I never heard from him again, and I always wondered why that was. But I never really wanted to know. You ever ask questions of God you really don't want to know the answer? But I just got the curiosity, got the best of me after 15 years. Married to my beloved husband, Larry Leon Thacker Jr. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say his middle name. Larry Thacker Jr. You didn't hear that from me. But I digress. So I looked this particular person up. And lo and behold, he, not long after he had said, I will call you, it appears as if he had had a massive heart attack right after Thanksgiving and passed away, which is would explain why I hadn't heard from him. But also, I truly believe that the Lord was, you know, preparing me because, well, what I would have done would have been to totally upend my life to be with this person. And my goodness, I just feel like the Lord has spared me from evils unspeakable. And I'm sharing this with you simply to say, you know, we just don't know. We don't know what the Lord is doing. We just, you know, his ways are so high above our ways. We don't really know what he's up to. So here's how I want to sort of tie this all together and lift it up and encourage you. And I want us to just turn towards the kind of prayer request that God always does say yes to. So, if you would, oh, keeper of the clicker, change that slide, and it should say 10 prayers God always says yes to by Anthony DiStefano. And this particular book, by the way, was given to me by a very, very dear friend from my childhood who, when he heard that I was going to seminary, I don't think he knew what to do or say. Let's buy her a book with the word God in it. No, but I really believe that he felt like this is something. And as a matter of fact, this book has been, of course, significant to me for at least the last 15 years. Because, 10 years ago, we first did this Bible study. Amen. I want to share with you again, this is a great list. And I didn't get fancy and try to put them in. I just listed them all together. So let's just go through them. Amen. Number one, God, show me that you exist. I'm sure you have all said this at least once in your Christian walk. And prayerfully, he has answered. And I know that I have prayed number two, God, make me an instrument. Make me an instrument of your peace. Use me to accomplish your plans and your purposes. And I hope that he is doing that for each and every one of you in ways you may not understand right now. And number three, God, outdo me in generosity. If you ask him, he'll do it. He'll do it. Number four, I'm sure we have all prayed this. This is probably our number one prayer in this wonderful little congregation is, God, get me through this suffering. Amen. Oh my goodness. We have seen our share of suffering. More than our share. But I believe that we are uniquely called to deal with this sort of thing. And nobody does it better, in my humble opinion, Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. The friends and fam, you go. How about number five? God, forgive me. You should be saying that every day. And for those of you who are married, if you are married, say it more than often. More often than that. Hourly, moment by moment, comes in very handy. Or, God, give me power. Give me power. I know that so many of us feel like we don't have any power or any say, maybe because of the physical disabilities that we're dealing with or whatever the circumstance is. Just, Lord, give me the power. Because the power comes from him and him alone. It's when we try to do it under our own power, that's where we get into trouble. This one, number seven, this is mine. God, give me courage. Give me courage. Goes with number eight, give me wisdom. Give me strength. That's not on his list, but it certainly is on mine. And number nine, bring good out of this bad situation and all the things that we see, things happen to us and we say, oh, how could he possibly bring good out of this situation? How could he? And I'm continually amazed at the stories that I hear of how he does that, how he just blows your mind with how he works it all together for his good, for our good and his glory. Last but not least, God, lead me to my destiny. Lead me through the valley of the shadow of death, where I should fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Psalm 23. Me, born on the 23rd of February, won't say what year, but 23rd of February, that has always been my psalm. So I have gone on long enough. I will simply wrap it up, friends and family, in this Thanksgiving, in this season of Thanksgiving. Here's what I pray that you take away for today. Let me get that on the screen. Let's learn how to thank him for the no's. But more importantly, let's learn to trust and to praise him for his yes in 2020 and beyond. Amen. Amen.